I mentioned this last Sunday to our congregation that as we look around at the world, it seems as though we become callous to some of what is going on. Didn't think we could be shocked, and yet this morning's news out of New York was shocking itself. This world, with all the craziness going on, is really not so different as it was when Christ was born. And yet, the joys that we share, the laughter, the wonder of Christmas, is equally tempered by the difficulties in our lives, the pain of separation, the trials that we go through. But on this blessed night, we all are people of hope. We know that the kingdom of God is here and that it will come to final fruition with Christ's second coming. And so in the audacity of that hope, in the magic of Christmas, let us offer back to God the words that Jesus himself taught us together to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.